Episode.
We should all the whole episode. We should
hey, everyone.
Talk very breathy.
Hey.
So everyone, Stephanie's joining us today.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
I wouldn't get obnoxious at all.
No, no, it already did. No. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. You know, besides talking to you guys, I don't have to prepare anything. I don't have
to watch
an episode. I don't have to have an episode synopsis ready, a rating system. This is great. I just show up.
That's
very lazy. Yeah.
That is the beauty of it.
Who likes to do podcasts? You have to do work.
Yeah, that was the plan. The whole plan from the beginning was a no work podcast.
True. It's true.
Yeah, it is true. It is true.
I think I might have it in writing somewhere.
It's in the contract.
And it's still entertaining.
That's
well, thank you.
Even if it wasn't, you'd still probably do it anyway.
Well, Renee is entertained by it because right now she just finished the Maggie episode, which, I don't know, was that 2 months ago or whatever? And she likes listening to hear everything I was wrong about. Everything I was smugly wrong about, I should say.
Excellent.
And then she laughs at it. So
nice.
That's,
perfect.
I guess there's entertainment for everyone.
Glad we can help, Renee.
Now, what were you wrong about? Were these like episode predictions?
I guess just about TV stuff. Yeah, what's going to happen and stuff. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think I have a smug attitude, do I?
No.
Apparently.
We didn't say that sarcastically, did we?
Oh, no. Okay. I thought you were sincere.
You'll never know.
You'll never know. So somebody gets enjoyment out of that part anyway.
We like to provide all kinds of different services here.
It's true.
Do you just need rambling in the background while you invoice? We can do that for you.
Everybody needs that.
I do, often, actually. I always remember when you guys were doing Steph and Dez, what's on with Steph and Dez, is that...
rest in peace.
One of the guys used to get mad at me in the group because I'd always say, is anybody watching so-and-so? And he'd say, don't you listen to the show? And I'm like, yeah, I listen, but it's like hanging out with my friends. I'm not really, like, taking notes or anything, writing a thesis about it. I'm just... listening to
I know friend. I remember when I would listen to a podcast and if you know say I have to get out of the car to get the mail out of the mailbox I would pause and I would come back or I would rewind because I didn't want to miss a word but now you know whatever
with this podcast that's not necessary. All right, well, What is going on in your world, Steph? We haven't talked to you in a long time.
Well,
anything exciting?
No.
Steph's out. Any theater productions in your life happening?
No. Mm-mm. We're just excited for next season. We're doing Ghost, the musical. Cool. Yeah, and Sweeney Todd, oh my gosh.
Oh, God.
When they announced Sweeney Todd, the kids, I mean, they were like crying and jumping up and down. They were so happy.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that in a stage version on TV. So the same way they did The Sound of Music, but I saw it like that on PBS, and that was Sweeney Todd. It was fantastic. So that's why I'm used to those things they do on TV now, because I saw them a long time ago, like as a kid. Yes, I saw Sweeney Todd as a kid. I was left alone with the television a lot. Not a good thing. Don't do that with your kids. They will find what you don't want them to see.
Oh, yeah.
You too, huh?
I was a latchkey kid with HBO. Yeah.
Me too. Back in the day, it was Super Channel.
Super Channel? What the hell is that?
Super Channel in Canada.
Oh, my God.
Well, it played, they had porn on at night. I know that.
What, like Emmanuel?
Like the story of O.
What's the story of O?
It's like, okay, you have a new assignment. Find the story of O.
No, that was a different show.
Mm, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. It all comes around to Desiree, doesn't it? Speaking of musical episodes, you guys just did Once More with Feeling recently.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
On the Potential cast. How did that? That was amazing.
Yeah. I think it went over well. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad that they liked it. I hope Kim can recover. I haven't listened to the new episode that's out yesterday, but I hope Kim can recover and move on.
I think Kim is a big enough fan of musicals that she was okay with that, the part at the end that was a disappointment. And then Gabby is not a fan of musicals, but she was such a fan of what happened at the end that it made up for it being a musical. So it evens out. And then Illyria was just thrilled.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hearing that Kim already has the soundtrack in her car makes me very happy.
I'm ready to move on. And I mean, not that I want Buffy to end, but I'm just ready to move on with Buffy. I'm ready to.
Well, you guys have been doing the show for like 12 years now.
Yes, we have.
At least. And now you've put Redemption cast on hold. That's going to take a little while longer even to wrap it all up for you.
By 2020, they'll be done.
Steph will be bouncing a grandchild on her lap. Talking about the angel. I'm introducing my granddaughter to Buffy. Starting all over again.
Yeah, just roll right into the next intro cast. There you go. Okay. Boom. Right back to Buffy again for like the 20th anniversary of the show.
Fantastic.
Actually, that's got to be coming up at some point, right? Not too distant future, right?
97.
97, was it?
Yeah.
So that's not really not that far away. You'll be just finishing up.
Yeah, I always laugh how Dave and I had already been married for 2 years. So it's like I think if Buffy had come along before we got married, I don't know, maybe he would have bailed. But we were already 2 years into the marriage, so he couldn't go anywhere. So I had him. See,
at that time, I was too cool for the WB. You know what I mean? I thought I was too sophisticated.
Yeah.
For teeny bopper shows.
Oh, not me.
It's weird now. I'm so far away from it that like the CW is my favorite network.
Yeah, I really enjoy what they show too.
Yeah, and it's I love Rain and Vampire Diaries. Of course,
Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. So you're not watching the spinoff.
Or the originals?
Yeah.
I just had too much to watch. I had to drop it.
Because
it was just okay. But now my mother has filled me in. She told me about the whole entire season. So, I could pick up in the fall and not miss a beat.
And really,
I really like it.
They go through storylines so fast on Vampire Diaries and the originals that... but if you miss a couple months, they're on another storyline anyway, so it really doesn't matter what happened a few months before.
No, right? It's true. It's true. They burn through plot lines like crazy. And you're like, okay, well, what are they going to do now? And you think, oh, okay, well, they'll let them be happy for a little while, and then before they even get to the end of the that episode, the new big bad's on the scene. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just didn't think that Vampire Diaries needed a spin-off. I felt like Buffy and Angel, the universe was big enough that it could handle a spinoff. Vampire Diaries didn't need a spinoff.
Yeah. I guess they were trying to make a vehicle for the guy that plays Klaus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the brother.
Oh, yeah.
But what's just so weird about the originals is, oh, they have to make him so menacing, and then on and then just at a blink of an eye, he's got to be a sympathetic character.
The
So
thing
he's
about his
like
character,
bipolar. He's like, I don't
he
know.
cries all the time. He cries constantly. It's like, are you a murderer or a crybaby? Because I'm really unsure.
Yeah, are you a cold-blooded killer, or are you? Do you love your sister and want to protect her, or do you want to kill her? What I don't understand.
Yeah, he's totally bipolar. But the thing that gets me is the crying, always crying. It's hilarious. Every episode, he cries at least once. And that's because I love you so much, or I hate you so much. He's always crying. It's like, stop crying. It's funny. But I like the show. And it's got the doctor on it from Lens Flare Hospital.
Lens Flare Hospital. What the hell is that?
Saving Hope, it was called.
Saving Hope.
Yeah, I think it was Canadian made, was it, Steph? I think it was Canadian made. And it was a good story. It was interesting. It was about this doctor who had gone into a coma, and on the way to his wedding, I think it was on the way to his wedding, it was a car accident. Yes, because he was in a tuxedo all the time. And so he walks around the hospital helping people who died pass through, but he never passes through. And so his fiance works at the hospital, and of course all his friends work at the hospital, and he just kind of hangs around. But there are tons and tons of lens flares in the show, like constant lens flares. It's hilarious. There's no reason why they're there, but they're there. Lots of them.
Huh.
Worse than Star Trek.
Well, speaking of TV shows, has anybody seen like Happy Valley that apparently isn't available in the US, but it was like the biggest thing in the world last week?
No. Happy Valley?
Yeah, it was like it's a UK show or British show. Apparently it was like the number one trending thing on Twitter the one night in the world. What?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. Another crime show, you know. So now I'm interested to see it.
Yeah, I can't believe that I've never heard of it. But my interest is piqued.
Yeah,
I am piqued.
I don't know, I saw a little blurb about it somewhere and how it's not in the US yet.
So it's a detective show.
I believe so, yes.
You didn't look up a synopsis, nothing. No.
No, well, I just remembered it, so when you
Oh.
guys were talking about TV, it just popped into my head, so it's not really something.
Maybe it's all weird like Utopia. Something weird like that.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. It was very popular, apparently, at least on the interwebs. Let's put it that way.
Wonder if it's like Broadchurch, but I'd
It
check.
was compared to that, actually.
Okay.
Never mind. Well, I tried to put something fun in the notes, but
I
that's
was
not
saying, what's going on? That's what I was asking.
gonna
What's it about? What's that about?
It's it's an Instagram account I follow where this guy does pretty cool photos of Gumby and the characters.
I have a gummy.
It's a Raymer photo, RayMerPhoto. That's the Instagram account. But it's pretty cool. He does like these little scenes of Gumby in these different places. It's really well done. There's some other photos too, some other like portraits and things that are really cool. But the Gumby stuff is really interestingly cool. There's some actually some Transformers, some other stuff too.
I have a Gumby, and my mom sent me a Pokey for my birthday the other day, year.
There's
So
a
that
there's like a Gumby Jason Voorhees, which is pretty cool. There's some blockhead ones.
Okay, when you search Gumby on Instagram, you wouldn't believe the weird shit that you can find.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. Go to Raymer Photo, that's better.
Okay.
It's like cool stuff. Yeah, it's not like he's not
The
banging.
guy in bed smoking a cigarette with a Gumby, big Gumby next
Yeah, no, this doesn't involve that. No, this isn't people having sex with Gumby or Gumby having sex with Pokey or whatever is going on your Instagram feed.
No, nobody wants that.
No, nobody does want that. Well, I'm sure somebody wants it. Somebody wants everything.
That's what fanfic's for.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Philly Beer Week. That sounds like fun.
Yes, it's very exciting. It's over. We lost somebody. It's over at the end of the week here. We lost Steph. Steph disappeared. We'll get her back. Yeah, so it runs a whole week. It's very huge in the city.
Is that why
Steph's
it's
back.
called Philly Beer Week?
Yes, it is a full week.
That's really
Actually,
good marketing.
yeah, but I mean, it's actually a very big event all over the city. I don't even know how many places and events it encompasses, but it's insane. We went to go to one of our normal haunts, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning on a random night, and there was like 200 people outside on the sidewalk. It was so full inside.
Crazy.
And that was just one event of like the many events that are going on all over the place. So,
What are you doing up that late? That's kind of late for an old guy like you.
I know we were very tired. We were going to eat, go get something to eat and hit up one of the events, and there was just too many people. It's like we are
Crazy.
too old. There's too many people. We can't go in.
Let's just go home and go to bed.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. We
Exactly.
stopped at Wendy's and went
Nice. Thank God Wendy's is open all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never liked beer, but I have finally acquired the taste after drinking so much wine and red dry wines. Now I'm ready to give beer a try because I did find one that I liked. Oh, I don't even know. It's like got a light blue label. It's
Oh, Blue Moon.
yes.
Hey, Rob bought me one of those when we were at Comic Con.
Oh, did you?
He did. Thanks, Rob.
Welcome.
Just trying to invite Rob into the conversation here.
Well, since I abdicated my duties, he's got Godzilla all to himself.
Oh, damn.
Well, we were gonna go see X-Men last night, and then a certain person in the house had a meltdown.
Was it
Whoa.
you?
No.
It was you, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
it was me. No, it was me after a certain 6-year-old had a meltdown, then I had a meltdown.
Oh.
So.
I understand
Yeah.
because I had a meltdown because I wanted to see Godzilla. And then I ended up seeing X-Men because I went to see X-Men with her guest. She saw Godzilla and I saw X-Men and I kind of wish I'd saw Godzilla.
Well, I was sad that they had Godzilla at our drive-in, but it ended on Thursday.
Oh
Oh,
no.
did it?
Yeah.
Oh,
That'll
that
be tonight,
sucks.
wouldn't it? Yeah.
That'd be a
Well,
fun that's a it'd
that'll
be a
be
fun drive
it
through
seems like it
drive-in
would be a
movie.
good drive-in movie.
Yeah.
I did start watching the original Gojira.
How was that?
Gojira.
You say you started watching it, so it wasn't that good then, I
No,
take
no,
it.
no. I was interrupted by a certain 6-year-old
Six-year-old?
waking up and coming downstairs and wanting the Clone Wars on. So, right now we are in Clone Wars phase. We have moved on from Transformers and original Transformers, that is. And I don't remember what the fuck the last thing was. Trying to think.
Wasn't it? Oh God!
I'd block things out.
There's a whole bunch of them. They're different colors. They wear pajamas.
What, the Wiggles?
No,
No, I was like, oh.
they're not really pajamas. They're tights. Come on! I
What?
can't believe it.
Different colors they
They're
wear tonight.
superheroes. They wear helmets. There's a purple one and a yellow one and a green one.
Oh, Power Rangers.
There you go, Power
Oh,
Rangers.
yeah.
Oh.
He was back in a Power Rangers phase for a bit. I forgot about that. I try and block that out completely. I try and
I'm
pretend.
always here to remind you.
Yeah, I try and pretend that never happens. Yeah, he was in a bit of a power. He flexed back to Power Rangers from Transformers. They're
That's
kind of his
funny.
two go-tos back and forth to those. And then we've moved on to Clone Wars, which I've never actually watched much of the Clone Wars, and they are pretty good. So.
I assume there's a story.
Yeah, it's a complete story. So we started with the movie, and we're just going on from there.
Nice.
So at least it's watchable.
That's good. At least it's not the Wiggles.
Oh yeah, he's thankfully well beyond that because that's kind of torturous.
I imagine so.
Yeah, it's kind of exhausting. But the original Godzilla was in, I was enjoying it while I was watching it. I gotta finish it up. It's on Hulu Plus.
Okay.
Think it's part of their Criterion collection. because they have that's what they have the Criterion Collection.
Yes.
Which I don't understand. I thought the whole idea of having the Criterion Collection was for the extra features and the...
Yeah, I thought so too. But I guess that's the select movie. They have just the movies of the collection. They don't really have any of the other stuff, so I guess mm-hmm. that's a way of them still selling the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plus getting a little promotion for it as well.
Yeah.
Plus it gives Hulu a foot in on the movie end, which they don't really have a big foot on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob, you saw both X-Men and Godzilla?
I did.
Man, you are a man about town.
I know. Yeah. Am I the only one on Godzilla? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, I would recommend going see it because I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done. A million times better than Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
God, I hope so.
And there is 1,000% less Matthew Broderick in this movie. So.
1,000% less?
1,000%.
I don't know. I got to disagree with that.
What, how can you disagree? He's not in it.
Well, then that would be 100%.
1,000.
If it was 1,000%, you would have to erase him from existence, pretty much.
Well, I'm okay with that, too.
That's his goal.
I mean, first of all, it looks gorgeous. It's really well shot, and so I give the cinematographer some props. It's Godzilla. I mean, it's Godzilla done really well and done like with, you know, the integrity of the original, and it's. I don't know what to say about without like I mean not the, I don't think you really spoil Godzilla per se.
He's it's like,
yeah, I mean it's yeah. more of just a fun movie. It's not like some intense
yeah.
thing where you're gonna get
spoiled. Does he get the girl in the end?
Does Godzilla get the girl in the end? No. Godzilla kills the girl.
Does he bang Mothra?
I mean there are two other monsters that he fights. Which is pretty awesome. I don't know if I want to say something, but I don't want to like.
Oh, my daughter was so fired up when she got in the car. She was so excited. Like, it takes a lot to impress my kid. She is so, you know, nonchalant about everything. But she was so excited about how he killed the second monster, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, that was so awesome. Cool.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was pretty awesome, and I mean, I'm gonna say I don't think it's a spoiler, but like
Bryan Cranston.
This is like from about Bryan Cranston. He was really good though. He wasn't in the movie as much as I thought.
He was only in a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
but he still very very good performance. Actually, like Aaron Taylor Johnson is pretty much the lead of the movie, which I didn't expect. Which oddly enough, he and Elizabeth Olsen are in this movie, who are also both going to be in Avengers 2. They played twins. And in this mm-hmm. movie, they're married. So a little weird there. But
we will have forgotten that by next summer, maybe.
Yes, I'm sure. But what I was going to say is that, and if you watch the original, you would know this, Godzilla is really a good guy. He's not, like, here to destroy things. He's here to, like, save us from other bad monsters. So I mean that's why, you know, they're already doing a sequel, so that's good. And but yeah, we just need like another awesome monster to threaten us, and Godzilla will come and kick his ass for us. So
thank you.
Yes, thank you, Godzilla.
Yeah, because he always kind of bounced back and forth between good and bad in the old movies.
Like, yeah.
Sometimes he was good, bad on the monster. Sometimes he was not so good.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's say he's perfect. And he definitely smashes the shit out of buildings. Well, so,
That great tradition of destroying the city while saving it.
I don't think he destroyed it quite as much as Superman did.
Or the Power Rangers.
Or the Power Rangers. Damn Power Rangers.
No, I mean, I really liked the movie. I thought it was really well done, and it was everything I expected it to be. So, in a good way, you know, it didn't let me down. So I would recommend checking it out.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We also did get a little comment in the group from Mikey about X-Men. Sorry, go back. He said it was awesome and probably in his top 5 superhero movies of all time.
Wow.
That's high praise.
Yeah. Now, was this also pretty excellent? Did anyone see this one?
I did.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think?
I mean, I liked it. And, I mean, I'm just tired of hearing people complain about. Or people would say, don't think too hard about it. Like Robin told me that, don't think too hard. But I don't understand what that means. I just watched the movie and enjoyed it. And, yeah. Like, I don't remember any of the other X-Men. Like, I watched X2, I watched the second half of X2 the other day. And I'm like, I know I've seen this movie, but I don't remember it at all. There's a bunch of kids. And I don't remember anything. Yeah. So, it's time travel. And people will always complain about time travel, no matter how you do it. Mm-hmm. People can always find a way to nitpick it. And I don't think that that's really the point of the movie. The point was getting both Professor Xavier's and both, what's his face?
Magneto's.
Magneto. <Yeah. laughs> You know, to get all those actors in one movie and... That's the point of the movie, and it's successful.
You're totally right. I totally agree, and there's no reason to nitpick everything. Like time travel, you can never do. I think it's kind of impossible not to have some kind of, you know.
Yeah, time travel does not exist.
Yeah,
it's a fictitious thing.
Right.
You can make it into whatever. You can make it follow whatever rules you want it to.
Yes. You're right too about it's a way to get all these actors together and for basically what I think is their final performance, the older actors anyway, because I think they're going to focus on the younger crew. And what I think it's kind of smart that they did was kind of because as everyone knows, the continuity between the X-Men films are awful and horrendous and they don't make any sense. But this movie comes along and basically, you know, erases X-Men Last Stand from ever happening, which is great because that movie was awful, while setting up, you know, future stories. So it kind of does a lot. And I think it kind of puts the X-Men franchise back on track.
I like the idea of how they did it without, you know, without seeing it, obviously.
Yeah.
They just didn't reboot. They said, hey, these things still exist, but we're going to find a way to move the story forward without just erasing everything we just did 2 years ago,
yes.
Even if it wasn't good. There's just so many constant reboots now that I like this idea better than that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, First Class, you know, I think generally it's liked by a lot of people. I really enjoyed it. And so that's kind of... That still stands, you know, but everything after that is kind of new and fresh. So, mm-hmm. You know, in the next movie in Apocalypse, it's going to take place in the 80s.
Yeah, because that was, early 80s, something like that.
Yeah. So my guess is that you're going to see, you know, maybe a younger Cyclops, the younger Storm, you know, being cast in that, which I think is great because, you know, they're important characters in X-Men. So, I would expect we'll see them, but I don't think they're going to make any more movies with, you know, Halle Berry as Storm anymore, which is perfectly fine by me. But Wolverine will always be Hugh Jackman no matter what though. So that's fine. I like him in their role. So, I didn't really see anything. There's not really nothing to complain about. If you just, you know, it's not going to match comic books exactly, and of course, you know, it can't. So I guess the only, like, my maybe the one thing is that maybe what's his name, Trask, the Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage,
right. His role could have been better. I don't know, he just didn't really see much of him and didn't really impact me very much. Speaking of him, and it's kind of bothered me, and I don't know if anyone else experienced this, but I thought it was kind of interesting that anytime he came on screen, there would
young people in the audience would snicker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know if he was supposed to be funny or not.
He wasn't at all.
No.
Like, his character was not a bit funny.
Yeah.
But every time he came on screen, there would be laughter.
I had to remind myself, these people don't watch Game of Thrones. These people have not watched The Station Agent.
Yeah.
They are not familiar with what an awesome actor Peter Dinklage is. So they're not used to seeing little people on screen. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to react. Mm. So they just have nervous laughter under their breath. They just don't know.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting though, and it's just, I guess, goes to show that we still aren't really like fully people looking different than us.
Yeah.
Than most people. So I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable, but I can kind of understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But totally. Recommend X-Men.
And I just have to talk. Can I talk about Evan Peters?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Obviously. The 14-year-old, the 14-year-old me that loves the CW is kind of has a huge crush on Evan Peters. So he was, that was like the best part of the movie.
He kind of definitely stole that scene, the Quicksilver scene when he breaks Magneto out.
Yeah.
So great. Such an awesome scene. So fun. I wish he was in the movie more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a shame.
Cool.
Yeah. Good stuff. Go see it.
Yeah. I recommend it. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Well, I did watch a movie on the Netflix. Oh, I almost went into my Illyria voice for a second. I don't know. That was weird. God, maybe I've been listening to back episodes of Getting Cultured or something. So I watched.
Is it helping at all?
Yes. It's very soothing. It's a very soothing podcast. Everybody should go listen to Getting Cultured. You will learn about a lot of things that I don't recall off the top of my head at this point. A lot about anthropology. So I saw what's that?
At university.
And university?
University.
Yes. University? Oh, God, I got to break that out again. That'll be hilarious.
I want him on the show.
Yeah, why the hell isn't Leary of him? He's too busy running marathons and stuff.
Stop running.
He's all
slow
thin,
down.
Thin and sexy
fantastic.
Now. Jesus
I know.
Christ.
Going on,
Larry. I don't know. He's just too hot for everyone now.
He's so hot right now.
He so is. Hot right now. He keeps running. Imagine what that butt looks like.
Oh.
That's what I was saying when I get stuck on the road behind the cyclists. At least cyclists usually have good asses, so there's that. You know.
That's true. That's a good point. So is that why you follow guys on bikes?
Yes. Slowly.
Slowly.
While whistling and spraying water on them.
Oh, jeez.
You know? I don't know.
Well, I saw the family comedy God Loves Uganda.
What is that?
It is the documentary about how the U.S. evangelical movement has heavily influenced Ugandan politics to the point where a bill was brought up for the death penalty for anyone caught being homosexual. And how heavily influenced the Ugandan government and things were by, like, I guess, missionaries and stuff that go there and push agendas without any care of what effect it has, quite frankly. So, it wasn't like a harsh look, I would say. I would just say it was a clear-cut look. Like, it wasn't like, look at these evil people bringing all evil with them. No, I think it was pretty fair. Like, one of the most striking things was they're talking to these two younger people who go over there and do a school or something like that. And, you know, he's like, I guess, like, the interviewer or whatever is like, yeah, what do you know about the bill, whatever it is, XYZ, that, you know, calls for the death penalty for homosexuality. They're like, oh, that's just Western propaganda. We don't know anything about that. We don't watch Western media, blah, blah, blah. You know, just the purposeful obliviousness to what one of the things that what they're pushing is causing.
Right.
You know, so I think it was a fair look. I don't think it was it wasn't, what's his name?
Michael Moore.
Yeah, it wasn't Michael Moore-ish. It wasn't like an attack documentary.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty much just like, all right, here's a group of people. They kind of go over there. It's kind of what they do. It wasn't like everything they do is horrible or everything they do is bad. It was like they do this, but here's the effect of something that they do.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was interesting in that way.
Huh.
And yet the law did pass, but the death penalty thing was taken out of it. Just life imprisonment.
Yikes.
Yes.
Wow.
So, yes. It's not just here. It's the exportation of hate from our country. From sections of our country, I should say.
Right.
Segments of the population. So, like, you know.
Sounds like a good popcorn movie.
It is. It's a good popcorn movie to watch. Probably a good date movie.
Excellent, yeah.
Excellent date movie. I wanted to see it when it was in the theaters, but it is on Netflix now. Definitely worth the watch if you like documentaries.
So it's a recent release.
Oh, yeah. It was only out, like, last year.
I have never heard of it. And
I thought it was, I'm pretty sure it was nominated for an Oscar. I'm not positive, though.
Hmm.
I had thought it was.
Well, I watched a really cute movie. It's like the first Saudi Arabian movie made by a female director. It's Wajda, about a little girl. And it's fascinating because, I mean, she wants a bicycle. In Saudi Arabia, and little girls are not supposed to ride bicycles. It's a delightful little movie. It's new.
That does sound interesting.
It is.
No spoilers about whether or not she gets her bicycle on the sly and hides it in the garage and rides it when no one's looking or anything like that.
No spoilers. Not a garage.
Garage didn't seem like it would fit for some reason.
I swear.
I don't know. Do they have a lot of garages in Saudi Arabia?
She has a roof.
I mean, it's not like it rains a lot there or anything, you know. No. God Loves Uganda was not nominated last year. But I mean,
then you would have been right, but now you're wrong.
Oh, well.
It will work out well for Renee.
It is what it is. It is what it is. It's a fantastic film. Please go see it.
Thank you, Illyrio.
Yes.
Photos from the Star Wars
set. Yes, that was cool this week. We saw
my gosh.
They actually have sets. That's the big news out of all this, that they actually have sets.
They have tangible, touchable, living sets.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm getting so excited about this. Just like scrolling through the photos and seeing like, all the costumes in the, you know, the desert set, and it's
warthog.
The giant creature.
Yeah.
That takes like 7 people to operate.
Yep. I want more of that in film. Fuck these green screen things. Give us sets back.
Maybe this will start like a revolution, and once they see that like this stuff looks better.
It holds up longer too.
It does hold up longer.
Because you can watch the original Star Wars stuff, or you can watch like things of that era, you know, and they hold up over time because you, first of all, you can forgive based on technology a little bit, but like if you go and watch even a film from like 5 years ago that relies heavily on CGI, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's even hard to go back even 5 years for films that rely heavily on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys see the Millennium Falcon?
Yes. I've heard about that. Yes. And then I saw that they had post-it notes on it or something. That shot, the
where you there was a picture of, you know, it's definitely the Millennium Falcon. Yeah. Like, they were like, oh, is this the Millennium Falcon? Blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, it is, of course. And it looks like, it looks life size also.
Yeah, it looks big. No, it's definitely the Millennium Falcon they're building there. Yeah.
But then J.J. Abrams tweeted out a picture. He said, I wish people would stop leaking photos from Episode 7 and making ridiculous claims that the Millennium Falcon is in the movie.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Wink.
But the note is on top of the holo chess board.
Yes.
Which is, so, I mean, but it was funny to me how it was like even a question whether or not it was a Millennium Falcon, like, come on.
Yeah, it definitely is.
He's in the movie.
Unless it's an identical ship.
Yeah, because doesn't J.J. Abrams always do that? He leaks pictures or
just
leaks
enough,
news.
Yeah.
But this time, he knows that we know that he's doing it.
Yeah, there's only so much he can hide from this one. But I think having set pictures comes out, lets everybody like go,
I think it was intentional, and it doesn't give anything away. It's just, you know, just gets people excited for it.
Yeah, and the news about the casting news.
Oh, yeah, right. They added
Brienne.
Brienne
of Tarth.
And Lupita Nyong'o.
Yes.
Yeah.
So exciting. Really, really great cast. Like, I really... really think they
actual actors?
Yes, actual good actors.
on actual sets, shot on actual film.
What the hell is going on?
When's the last time this happened?
So
oh my gosh, weird. I'm gonna cry.
the budget's gonna be huge because it was all real.
This is gonna end up being one of the biggest, you know, movie releases. Like, it's gonna be a huge weekend.
Nah, that'll be gigantic. But honestly, they have so much now with Disney owning it, you know, it can cost whatever it costs because they'll have so much, you know, ancillary revenue from it between, you know, the parks and whatever and whatever and whatever.
Mm-hmm. I guess Princess Leia won and her buns will be in the Disney store. Because apparently there's a store that was coming out, but there wouldn't be any Princess Leia merchandise in the Disney store.
Yeah, there was like a whole. Then there was a whole like.
Well, technically, the Disney store isn't owned by Disney anymore.
No.
So I don't know if that's why.
Well, no, it's still Disney that's doing it. They actually went back and said that there would be Leia stuff.
Oh, okay.
I wonder why they would make that choice in the first place. Like, do they not think that's a popular enough character?
I think they had planned to. They just were doing it in waves, and just she wasn't included in the first. You know, release.
Yeah, I mean, that was quite a while ago. So I don't know how many young girls actually would be aware of it, you know?
What about all us old girls?
Nobody cares about you.
We're the ones with the disposable income, damn it.
True enough. Yeah, so I don't know. Do you think that'll be, if it works... with the sets, does that become a game changer? And does that maybe start the, not the downfall, but is that maybe the ushering in of the end of the superhero era, Star Wars coming back?
Ooh, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because we're kind of flooded right now, superhero.
Yeah,
So there's going to be a, you know, it's going to snap back some. I mean, it's not going to disappear. You're going to have your certain franchises, but it's all the ancillary, all the, you know, tertiary characters getting movies and this and that. And that, you know,
I've got to think that we're going to see a bunch of like Star Wars clones.
Yeah.
Because that always happens. When there's a big movie, there's more that come out that are similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure
Spaceballs too.
That will happen. Oh, man. I don't know.
Spaceballs 2 would be amazing.
Not only are we getting episode 7, 8, 9, but we're getting
the side character
movies. So is it going to be, it seems to be, are the episodes supposed to come out every 2 years and then in between you have the other movies? Like every, are we getting a Star Wars every year?
I mean, I don't know.
That might be the
plan. It sounds like, yeah,
in the beginning, it sounds
like the Marvel template.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Mark Hamill has put down his cheeseburger. That's all I can
say. Have you guys seen, there's actually a photo, because Mark Hamill is attending the Star Wars event at Disney. Mm-hmm. And there's a picture
recently released
of him, Mickey Mouse, and him holding lightsabers. And he looks good.
Yeah,
good.
He does look a lot better, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely dropped a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. He's rocking a beard, which may or may not be... It would stand to reason that maybe that's his Luke Skywalker look, because he might be filming or starting to film soon.
And he's going to be an older Skywalker, obviously.
Yeah, and it makes sense because all Jedi Masters need to have beards.
That is true, too.
So, it's nice to see everything coming together, though.
It's going to be a lot of fun when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish that I hadn't seen photos of Avatar Pandora Land. And I had seen photos of Star Wars. Well, it was just an aerial shot of the area they're clearing out in Animal Kingdom.
That still makes no sense.
Pandora, the land of Avatar.
God.
Weird.
They should scrap that and focus on Star Wars.
Yeah, just stop.
Yeah, because yes, Avatar made a lot of money. But who is talking about it now?
No one.
I mean, you know, it's over.
I know.
Well, they're banking on the new movies, reinvigorating the popularity, but there's no guarantee of that.
No. It's been a long time.
Yeah. I couldn't even get all the way through the first one.
It was really shitty. It is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I mean, James Cameron is amazing because, okay, just like Titanic, I don't know why, when they re-released that in...
he knows how to make big movies.
When he went to see it... I mean, when it came out the first time, I saw it like 3 times.
Oh,
I went with all my friends.
Never saw it, actually.
I mean, I don't know why I love that movie like I do. It is terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. I admit it.
I've seen a few minutes here and there of it, and that's enough. It was just like,
But there's something about his movies that people are attracted to, and I just can't.
Yeah, people ate up Avatar like crazy. I mean, I don't get it, but, you know, he has magic.
He's just a terrible dialogue writer.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, I think he's just really good with
visuals.
Visuals, yeah. And, you know, yeah, because Titanic looked fantastic for the time.
Oh, yeah.
For that time, oh, my God, yeah.
I think that's what it is, really. Not the greatest, you know, story and dialogue writer, but Unobtainium.
Unobtainium. That is still, that may be the dumbest thing ever put into a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unobtainium. Oh my God.
I mean, Buffy and Angel didn't even have words as bad as that.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty rough, Unobtainium. That's
like in Buffy if they had like Vampire Be Gone.
Yeah.
Unobtainium. It's like he put that word in and said, I'll come back and change that later and never did
it. And just never changed it, yeah.
Wow. I just think of another word. No.
It could have been anything. Oh, God. Speaking of kind of failures.
Hey, wait. Are we done with movies?
No, go ahead.
I saw Maleficent.
Oh, did you? How was that? Blah, blah,
blah. Yeah. It was so good.
Wow. There's so many mixed reviews on it.
I know. I don't understand it.
I'm seeing that, too, but everyone who I know that saw it really enjoyed it. So
okay. Well, that's good.
I don't really trust critics anymore because I feel like they can bomb a movie, you know.
Well, I mean, did well. I mean, it did well money-wise.
Oh, no, I'm sure it would have. But, like, critically, you know.
Well, Angelina Jolie, she is perfect. for that for Maleficent because her persona, she's cold, but she's very maternal at the same time. So it's perfect casting. She's a sympathetic character, and then she's the villain, and then she's sympathetic. So, I mean, it's a great story. I don't know why children would want to see it. But now I have friends that took their young children that loved it, but it's pretty dark.
Okay.
But I thought it was like there's a lot of like mirroring, like you'll see a visual early on and then it will mirror that later. And I thought it was fantastic. My mother loved it, so you know.
Nice.
You know what got really good reviews that I was shocked about is Edge of Tomorrow.
That's what I'm hearing that is a great movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not expect that one, I must admit.
No, I
So
did
now,
not expect
like, I
it.
don't even know what it's about.
It just seemed like one of those like really shitty action movies that Tom
Like his
Cruise
last
does. So
movie. Yeah.
yeah, but now I kind of want to see it because now I'm hearing such good things. Speaking of not good things.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Did we talk about the Kinect thing not being part of Xbox
I don't
anymore?
think we
Okay. So
did.
they finally get rid of it, right?
Right, so they're selling a console without it for
Yeah.
less money,
But
which kind of goes against everything that they
we're trying to sell
were trying
last
to
year
sell.
at
Yeah.
E3.
Yeah.
And what does that say to the developers who were developing stuff for the Kinect?
Well, see the whole thing was that oh well every Xbox owner was going to have a Kinect because it comes with every system. Well, now it doesn't. So now it's not required. Now definitely no one's going to make things for it. No one may. Here's their problem.
No,
There
yeah, there wasn't really anything
there
for it
weren't any.
anyway,
I don't think there were any Kinect games for the Xbox One, and there was nothing to do with it except for the voice commands and the gestures. That was all you could do with it.
I mean,
So
they screwed this up so bad.
yeah.
they are backpedaling on everything.
It's
Basically, they're basically copying Sony's strategy.
Yeah, and they need to have a really, really good E3.
Oof, I don't know. I think they screwed this generation up.
Well, there was a rumor that Fallout 4 was going to be Xbox One exclusive.
That's not going to happen.
That
No
was
way.
a rumor.
No way.
I mean, would they pay that kind of money to Bethesda slash whoever at Bethesda, whichever one of
I
their
don't think
studios is doing
so.
it?
I don't think so. I think that'd be a mistake for
I think it would be a
business.
mistake on Bethesda's part for
Yeah,
sure.
absolutely. No, I think that's stupid. And I don't apparently we're not even going to see it at E3, so
No, I know. They're having issues too because they're just taking too long with stuff.
yeah.
But it seems like everything on the next gens is being pushed back.
There's a lot of stuff that got delayed, yeah.
So I don't know what the issues are there, but a lot of stuff is being pushed back.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it could just be it's they're still new, so it's taken them longer to kind of get used to developing
Yeah, I mean, how long's
the
it been
new
out
stuff.
now? 6 months?
Yeah,
In
about
that
that.
range, in
Yeah.
that something like
Yeah.
that, 7 months, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that early on in the 360, PlayStation 3s, I don't know how many titles were really out either.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember back to then. I don't know how many titles really came out that quickly with those either.
yeah.
I think it's slow. They trickled in. But I mean, there's like nothing. Like, everything seems to just be getting delayed every time there's an announcement for anything.
Yeah.
Which I.
I don't know. Well, hopefully we'll see some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because they're right now, Microsoft fell way behind.
Yeah.
But they really screwed up bad.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see myself really ever getting one unless they really start coming out with really great exclusives, but I don't know.
Yeah, unless something comes out that I want, I'm not even thinking about it right now because there's just
Yeah.
nothing I want on there, you know?
Yeah,
It's
no.
like what? I mean, I'm glad you got rid of the Kinect that nobody's ever going to use,
Yeah.
but
But they kind of really they really kind of banked on that.
I know they were banking on all this other stuff that it's all great idea, make it a set-top box and all this stuff, but in reality, that's not what people want when they buy it.
People want a game system, and Sony realized that, so that's what they got with the PlayStation 4, and that's why, you know, I think it's been more of a success and more, you know, what people want.
Well, so. It seems like the guy who took over for control of the Xbox for Microsoft is much more focused on the gaming end of it.
We'll see.
So hopefully he can because they got rid of the other guy, right? I'm pretty sure it's a new person in charge.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so so hopefully he'll help them focus what the hell they're doing.
They're
all over the goddamn map with this shit.
Yes, but we'll have to talk about E3s next week, which is pretty exciting. So hopefully it'll be some cool stuff.
Yeah, hopefully it'll have some good announcements for it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing... I know Sony's working on Project Morpheus, which is a VR headset.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of coming back or starting to come back.
Yeah, I don't know about those. I know that
if they're done right, I've heard they're looking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, well, they got to look better than they did in the early 90s or whatever the hell they were. But yeah. It's kind of like to me, it's like 3D TVs and. That kind of stuff. Like, there's certain things, like, yeah, they sound great, but in they're just, or Kinect, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably be more.
It's going to be niche, but how long does something like that survive as a niche?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it'll be more acceptable than, like, you don't have to buy a whole TV. It's just,
That's true.
I think it's going to come down to price, too. If they can come out with, like, a low price thing, it'll do much better.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how well those do. I see them more like the Kinect, like a what the hell was the other thing I said? I can't remember now. There was something else I compared it to, and I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm old now. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just not sure if it'll make it like. Because last time, you know, the last go around of virtual reality, whenever the hell that was.
Yeah, well, that didn't do so good.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't look very good either. So,
no.
I mean,
no, but it probably will be kind of like a fad kind of thing. But,
yeah, I just don't know how long it can hang around being that.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. But, I mean, I myself am interested in that kind of thing. I don't think it's going to be adopted by your everyday.
No, it'll definitely have specific use.
Yeah. But we'll see. Hopefully, I want there to be like one big, huge announcement from someone that just kind of wins E3.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I want something big.
Oh, even Sony's really struggling with, not Sony, sorry, drawing a blank. I was thinking of something else. Even, they were showing the Nintendo, the Mario Kart numbers.
Oh, really?
It is going to be by far the least selling Mario Kart.
Oof. And that's disappointing because I've heard great things about it. I've actually played a little bit of it. It's really quite great.
Yeah, I mean, I love the last one, obviously. But, I mean, everybody who's playing this one seems to love it.
Yeah, I think it's just they didn't have anything for so long. People just got unenthused, so they need to kind of win back people.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this will do it. Maybe there'll be a steady growth and more people will be like, oh, wait, maybe there is some good stuff. They need to bring it definitely next week, though.
I miss Mario Kart.
Yeah, I love Mario Kart.
That was good times.
So fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because
it's a good family game.
Yeah. Yep. And for the regular Wii, it sold tons. Plus, for it was on the, DS2 or something like that. It sold, like, insane.
Yeah, it's always done pretty well.
Yeah, like, insane numbers.
And I have to mention too, look up on YouTube Luigi Death Stare, because so they have like these like replay features, and so when you're Luigi and you like hit someone else and wipe someone else out, it'll do like a slow-mo drive-by, and like Luigi will kind of like turn his head and give the nastiest look, and it's so funny.
It is the first thing that comes up when I type in Luigi.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's actually really popular. Like, there's a lot of people putting out Luigi Death Stare videos. It's so funny, the look on his face. Like, it's
cosplay
just
cosplay idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really funny.
I'm watching right now.
Yep, definitely watch it. It's funny.
People oh my God, you. That is great.
Michael.
Oh my God, it's very funny.
Yeah.
Can you post it in the group?
No.
No, do it.
Yes, I will in a second. Hold on, let me get the mic.
No.
No, I'm just keeping that for myself.
No one else can see it.
All for me.
This might help with, though, this kind of thing, like if this is kind of becoming a meme in a way. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe this will help.
Free marketing, right? Free publicity.
Yeah, exactly. And people like, oh, like some people might even know there's a new Mario Kart and be like, oh, man, I played that back in the day. Like,
well, and they made it really easy to share on YouTube, right?
Yes, they did.
Which is a great idea.
Great idea, yeah.
Because basically that is just free. YouTube is free advertising for games.
Yes, yes it is.
You know, for people who play games anyway, because tons of people go on there and watch. You know?
Yeah, they're one of the most popular things on YouTube, I think are game videos. Yeah.
There is so many. It is insane.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be like hour-long videos of people playing a game.
Nice.
But it's like free advertising for games, basically. So there's really no reason to not allow people to share for free, because you're just basically giving yourself, an opportunity to sell more games.
Mm-hmm.
Now what was it worldwide?
WWDC. So I mean, a lot of it was like really for developers, so we can kind of just talk about the.
Yeah,
the things are going to really matter to people, to most people.
The two OSs.
Which are the OSs, yeah.
I assume that'll be going on to the 6 whenever that comes out.
Yeah, well, so this is coming out in the fall.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, the 6 is going to come out in the fall just like last year. So.
Yeah. Oh, please, fall, hurry up and get here because my husband's phone will not. Like, he's waiting, he's holding out for the next phone, and his phone will not stay connected. Like, he loses service. It drops calls constantly. So,
that's annoying.
I'm anxiously awaiting the next phone.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm an Apple fan, I'll say that, but they've become so predictable.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, I'm just unenthused about a lot of the things that they're doing. Like, them buying Beats, it just makes me scratch my head. And I'm like, what?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure where that falls in. Maybe there's a technology they want it. I don't know.
Probably. They also have a really good streaming music service.
So they integrate all
then
that.
Then I read like they're going to keep it separate. So it's like, I don't know. I just don't understand. And I kind of have a thing against Beats in the first place because they're not good sounding headphones. They're more of like they're kind of more of like a popularity fashion statement kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just the name.
Yeah, it's the name and the look, and people want them on their heads, you know, because
it's just for the look, yeah.
But they don't sound very good, you know. So I hate high priced things that aren't actually good. Like I was like, that's why I just like Bose. Granted, they sound pretty decent, but like they're way overpriced, you know, and they're not the best sounding things. Same with Beats, like they're just not great. So, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, Apple revealed their next OS X version called Yosemite. So the names are just getting better and better with these.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, they said they're moving on to California places.
California locations. Yeah. I guess it's better than Mavericks.
Yeah, that was just in the middle of. No, I don't know where. What the hell?
I don't know what the heck that was.
And it's free, of course.
Yeah, so they're continuing their free thing. But the thing is, like, they're not even, like, full releases. Like, long have we had OS X? Also, realize this is 10.10.
Yeah, yep.
Which I didn't know you can even do.
Yeah.
Because I learned in math that 10.10 is 10.1.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's a good,
I don't know. It just... But anyway, so it's I think the biggest thing here is translucency. is all over the place. They're touting, you know, the translucent windows and blah, blah, blah. And
well, that would be helpful.
Yeah. It's, and they're making everything flat, just like iOS. So the dock is now like flat.
Instead of three-dimensional like it is now.
Yeah. So just like iOS 7, mm-hmm. which I'm not crazy about. But like flat and cartoony. And what else? Oh, so, I mean, I guess the cool thing is they're connecting OS 10 to iOS and that you can get your text messages on your computer. You can answer calls on your computer.
You can, yeah, yep.
But then I also think, like, well, you can already do that if you use, Hangouts. You get all your messages on the computer. You can make calls from the computer. You know, what was the other thing? Like your photo sync. Well, you could, like, it's like, this is not like
brand new
technologies. You can, this thing, these are all, if you use some Google services, like, this is all happening already for you. Like, everything's already synced. So it's not really like, this is really only good if you are strictly using Apple's, all of Apple's services. So, I mean, it's good to have. It's just nothing that special, or I think, anyway.
Weren't they giving more storage on iCloud or something?
Yeah, there's like, they have iCloud Drive, which is basically like
Google
Drive.
Yeah.
So you could store any kind of file. But the good thing, though, is that they actually are giving this Windows support. So they're finally like not locking things down to their own operating system. So that's nice. I mean, so there's definitely improvements and good features to have, but it's nothing.
Yeah, and wasn't there something like easier sharing between devices? Or if you're working on something on one device, it'll be easier.
Oh, right. They have it's where if you're writing like an email. Oh yeah. This is the other thing. Like if you're writing an email on your phone, you can go on your computer and like continue writing.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
But Gmail.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's my point, is that it, for the tons of people who use Gmail, that already happens.
This is nothing new.
No. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I could see if you're not using Gmail, all right, sure, this is a cool feature, but they were just kind of catching up to.
Yeah. It felt like they were just integrating a lot of stuff.
Other things. Yeah. Yeah. The biggest mistake, or maybe this will eventually happen, but like they need to get rid of iTunes as a program and they need to make it into a web.
I absolutely agree. But the only issue for people like me is that I still use my iPod. So how do I get that? Well, if it's web-based, I just plug in another website, obviously. Don't.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it.
But yeah, I would really love, the only reason I still have a PC is for freaking iTunes at this point.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, right. And then there's not even like, you can look at like iTunes Store on the web, but like as soon as you click on anything, it links you and opens the program up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So there needs to be like, there's no, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, like a Google fanboy or anything, but like little things like that where you can shop online, you know, download programs and they'll just go over the air to your device. So it just, a lot of convenient things like that where they should really do something similar where you're not relying on you need to stop being relying on programs software on the actual computer. It's just because it's such like a drag having to use iTunes. iTunes is just like,
it's a big pig
it's too clunky to use. Like it's just,
I don't remember the last time I opened iTunes on the computer.
Well, the only reason I do is because it's how I can get my podcast on my iPod.
The only reason I do is because my cloud is full and I'm too cheap to buy more storage. So I did connect my phone to iTunes the other day so I could get the Buffy soundtrack and the Rushmore soundtrack on my phone.
I just feel like it needs an update. It's getting.
Well, I thought I had heard that they were doing away with iTunes, but I'm not sure if that was a fact or if that was like wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's nothing official as of yet, but I mean, I suppose it's still something that could come later.
Something they transition into.
Yeah, but I think it's definitely needed. I mean, they've definitely made steps to separate, you know, iPhones from having to use iTunes. Like, you don't have to use
them. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to ever use it.
Yeah. It'd be nice to, or even the App Store, having to load up the App Store on your, really the only way to get apps on your phone is to load the App Store from your phone, right? So,
Yeah.
So, I mean, but if they keep doing this integration between, you know, your computer and your phone, maybe that's something that's going to happen eventually. It seems that's where it's going, but. And then you've got iOS 8 that they revealed. I'm trying to see what's like really the standout.
Yeah, like any good camera stuff?
It says every photo you take now on all your devices, which is, you know, that's how, if you use
Dropbox
or Google Plus or anything like that.
Yeah, they're just, basically they're just trying to
Getting up to speed with other technology, you know, other companies and services. So, messages, let's see, that's the same. I mean, I think they changed, I think the most important thing in iOS 8 is the ability to load third-party keyboards. Which is great, because once, I don't know if anyone here has ever used like a swipe keyboard or Swift keyboard, but after using that, I can never go back to pecking on a keyboard on a phone. So now you'll be able to get the swipe keyboard on the iPhone, which is fantastic.
What's the difference? What's it do?
So basically you trace out a word with your finger. So without lifting your finger, you trace out a word. Instead of typing out letter by letter. I just found it to be way quicker. So I'm glad that they're actually letting you do that, because they just locked down everything. And
that sounds really neat, actually.
Yeah. So at least now you'll have a choice and you can try out different keyboards and find one that works better for you. But they need to stop being, you know,
so proprietary.
Yeah, proprietary. It's just not good.
Yeah.
You need to have choice, you know, and be able to change things and more customization and make it really work for you. So that I was actually like shocked about that, but that's a really cool thing that they're letting you do. I don't know. There's not really that much, to be honest, that seems to be huge about it.
Well, I'm always looking for the camera stuff, as you know, but
there's probably some camera features. I don't really see anything that's like, I mean, it seems to be scalable, because if they're having the rumored iPhone 6 that's larger, they're going to have to have everything, you know, scale the different sizes if they're going to have all these multiple sizes.
Yeah, the different size phones. I personally prefer the smaller phone anyway.
I think the current one is just too small. I mean,
For me. For me, the other one, because I think it all depends on you know, what you do during the day.
Yeah.
Like for me, a larger phone would not work in my pocket.
True. Yeah. But well, I mean, according to rumors too, too bad. Like, because your two options are bigger and bigger than that. So that doesn't even. The next iPhone, it's not even going to be the same size as the one now. Like, you're not even going to have that option.
Yeah, well, it depends on how big they go with it.
I think.
Well,
I'm trying to think of the size. I think it was like 5.1 or something. I don't remember the number in screen, but. And then the huge one that's like.
Yeah.
Like Galaxy Note sized, which seems odd. See, I thought they would have had like kept the same size they have now and then had
a larger one. Yeah. Unless they're it's going to be a larger screen, but they're kind of changing some of the dimensions, but it's not, you know what I mean? Kind of how they did last time where it was longer.
Bigger screen, but it's
the same. But it's not much huger, you know.
Which is funny because they kind of go like, I think this one's definitely got to be wider. And they made a whole big deal when they did the 5 that was like, oh, like, we're going to keep it skinny so you can reach your whole finger across.
Yeah, prefer it thinner.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that, you know, that being good for people, but they're just kind of just going back on that. And that's like one of my problems with Apple's, you know, post Jobs is that they're not really sticking to their guns. They're just kind of like going back on, you know, their laurels, really.
Yeah.
I have a size issue with the 5S because my hand is a girly hand. I've talked about this before, I'm sure, lots of times, because it's an ongoing problem. And you'll have all the stuff at the bottom, say, if you're in Twitter, say. And you'll have all of the keys at the bottom, and then if your back key is in the top left-hand corner of that app.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to keep reaching up, and my hand isn't long enough for my thumb to get up there, so I have to rotate my hand to move to use my back. It's actually starting to cause me a wrist problem.
Mm.
Because I use my phone so much.
Well, you're going to have to deal with a bigger screen.
Well, I'll stick with mine. Maybe I'll go back to a 4.
It's just kind of crazy all the sizes they're going to have, because I guess they're probably going to keep, I don't know if they're going to update like the C, because usually they keep one phone as like the budget phone and then they have the new ones, right? Yeah. So it's like, what are they going to keep? Like, the 5C or the S or whatever, I don't know, whatever they decide to keep as like the budget phone. So they're going to have that one and then the bigger iPhone 6 and then the even bigger iPhone 6. So there's going to be 3 size iPhones.
That's crazy.
And then you have your iPad mini and your iPad. So that's 5 different size, you know, screen devices.
Yeah, I've had the 5C in my hand. A friend of mine has one and I have to fix stuff on it for her all the time. And I'm glad I went with the S. It was worth the extra money, in my opinion, to get the better quality technology. Like the better, you know.
Yeah. It's plasticky and...
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. The one great thing about the iPhone is the build quality, because they are fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole 5C thing. I mean, I understand they're trying to get into a different market, but whatever. As long as it makes money, I guess. That's all that really matters. Yep. Oh, one quick other thing. Did we talk about Comixology and how they changed last time?
No.
Have you seen it? Do you use Comixology?
No.
So they removed the in-app purchases.
Really?
And now you have to go through the freaking website, and now the app is just a reader.
That's stupid.
That's weird.
Like, I understand why they did it because Amazon bought them, obviously.
Oh.
And, you know, Apple takes their cut when you have in-app purchases. But it is so inconvenient now that, like, I am not a huge reader, but when I'm on there and I, like, if I finish reading something, I'm like, oh, let me check something out. Maybe I'll pick something up. Well, now I don't do that because I got to close out the app and go to the store and then download it to my app to read it.
That's annoying.
The ease and convenience of it was what
I
liked.
The selling point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So though I'm sure they'll get back their money that they're not having to pay to Apple, but what are they losing in the process?
Yeah,
I do not like the functionality of it at all. It just, you know, I understand why they did it monetarily, but I just think it's a stupid decision.
But at the cost of ease of use,
yeah. Like literally the first time I updated the app, I'm like, wait. I'm like, I can't buy anything anymore. I'm like, what the hell does that? What sense does that make?
That's crazy. So you can buy. So you have to buy from. Do you buy from now?
You have to go on the Comixology website, buy it, and then
how do you get it to your?
Well, because you log into your account, so the accounts are the same.
So you can retrieve it, but
and
you
retrieve it from your app. Yeah,
that sucks.
That's crazy.
But if I want to read something right then, I don't want to do that. I just
talk about going backwards.
It is completely going backwards. And it happened. I mean, I'm sure it was in the works prior to Amazon buying them. Because it's not like they made an app in 3 weeks. You know, I mean, I don't think they made a new app in 3 weeks. It was obviously something they were considering
during
the whole process. But, yeah, it just, to me, yeah, I understand you want to keep that revenue, but I can't imagine. I would be interested to see what kind of revenue they're losing by getting rid of the like one touch purchase, where it's right there at your fingertip. And I'm sure for big readers it's not a big deal, and for people who never do it, it's not a big deal. But like for the people in between, like me, who, all right, maybe once a month I'm sitting there reading stuff and I want to grab a couple things. I don't even do that
That's
So I'm not sure
ridiculous.
what how much they're losing in that part of it, but it just made no sense to me. That was completely frustrating. And speaking of frustrating, Game of Thrones is slow. That's,
What?
no, I'm just kidding.
Slow.
It's like, no. I think that's the opposite of what you
No.
mean.
Although I do have to say, I don't know. I didn't love the last episode. The fight.
The
Really?
Viper and
Yeah, I
And the
just.
Sansa stuff
I
and
hate
the
Sansa. I don't care about.
I
I
love
don't
the
care about
Sansa
her.
stuff because she put on such a good act. Oh yeah.
It's finally I finally like the Sansa stuff because she was always kind of
Well, yeah,
I didn't really like her before.
she was finally useful.
Yeah. Well, she was useful when her family was trying to marry her off to Joffrey.
I don't know if it's the actress or the way they tell her to portray it, but her and Littlefinger, I just could give two shits about.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of either character on the show,
I love it
particularly.
because the only reason that he has any interest in her is because of her mother,
Yeah.
because yeah.
I don't know if it's the way they portray it, or it's just like he's constant exposition,
That's his job, yeah.
and she's like constantly dour, and I'm just like, all right, I can't take these two anymore. I just can't. Everybody else I love, them, I don't know.
But when she came out in her black dress and her dark hair, did you not just like, was that not just a.
No, because I don't like I like them so little that I like I pay attention to their story, but that's about it, you know. I'm not really involved in their story. Whereas like, you know, Tyrion or Arya or whoever, it's like, whoa, you know, I can't believe, you know, what's going on there. With them, it's kind of just like window dressing. You know, it's there, whatever. They're like the one aspect of the show that I'm like falling, like I'm not sure what's going on there. And even, or maybe it's just because there's so much going on right now, they're easily pushed to the side, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
There's just so many stories going on that
Oh, there are. And in the book,
yeah.
it's hard to think about it because they're all, and all their names bloody sound the same
Yeah.
too.
Well,
Yeah,
at least with TV you can see the different faces.
and with what's his name, Jordan, the spy,
Oh yeah, Jor-El.
Jor-El.
Oh,
Yeah, so all
Jor,
this
Sir
time,
Jorah.
Sir Jorah.
Jorah.
Oh,
Jorah.
every
Not
time they showed
Jor-El.
him,
Jor-El.
Jor-El. Every time they've showed him, I've been like, what's his deal? Why do we care? He's so boring. I
I
hate this
know.
character. And now I have to remember, go back and remember all the things that he's done and said to see what where the betrayal was.
Right.
Now
Don't
that
know
we
if
know
he
that he's
ever actually betrayed her.
Well,
I
he
can't.
did. He reported back
Well,
that like he
that she had the
about all that
baby.
stuff, but then when it came down to brass tacks, he protected her.
That was like season one, right?
Because he was in love. He's in love.
Because that was season one when all that went down, right?
Wine, I think, was maybe in
Maybe the
season.
beginning of two. No, because it was before she caught fire. Didn't she catch fire at the end of season one? Didn't she go and
Yeah, but I think that she had already. The wine merchant, hadn't she already lost?
Yeah,
They were already on their way.
wasn't that season, where was that season two? I don't know. That's a long time
It
ago.
all runs together,
Yeah,
really.
that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So many people have died since then.
Everybody has died.
Tyrion's still great. That story's still great. I'm afraid for his life.
Yeah.
Um, Cersei, I would like to see die pretty soon.
That would be nice.
Because the problem with her is there's nothing to like.
Yeah, but do you think don't you think her father's much more of a threat than she is?
Yeah, but he's a lot more interesting than she is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's good at writing letters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Whereas she's just bad. But, yeah, like, bad to people close to her.
Yeah.
Not that he's good to people close to him, you know.
No, he's not.
He's just more interesting. It's kind of like with Arya and Sansa. Arya is interesting. Sansa is not.
Well, because Sansa sure has much more of a storyline, really, than Arya at this point. But we seem to care more about Arya than we do about Sansa.
Well, I think Arya is going on more of a journey than Sansa, quite frankly.
Yeah.
She didn't learn
around the countryside. Yeah.
Well, she didn't learn anything until this week. So for the first, whatever, 4 seasons and 3/4, she didn't learn a thing until this week.
She learned how to water dance.
That's true. Whereas Arya has kind of gone on this journey little by little.
Changing. Oh, I thought you meant Arya hadn't learned anything until this week.
No, no, yeah, no, Sansa didn't learn anything until this week. She was the same fucking mope for 3 or 4 seasons. And all of a sudden, finally had, you know, she came around and you know, did what she had to do to protect herself and probably take advantage of Baelish in some way down the road to get what she wants. But no, Arya has been like an incremental journey, you know?
Yeah.
You've seen her little by little become what she is now.
Yeah. And Hot Pie returned, so that was nice. Wasn't it nice to see Hot Pie again?
Who?
Hot Pie.
Who's that?
The kid, the baker.
Oh, I forgot about him.
That little baker boy?
Yeah, it was good seeing him again. He lived. That was a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because he makes a really good...
Yes, he was a good cook or baker or whatever.
Hot pie.
It's so much happens in the show. It's like everything blends together.
There is a lot to follow, that is for sure. But we should probably just talk about that. That last scene with Oberon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Illyrio wrote in the group a note and he said, why did I have to see that?
You know, I didn't think it was that brutal. Like, I mean, I thought it was brutal, but I mean, because I saw it a couple days later, I thought like you were actually going to see his head explode. Mm. So
not enough.
I didn't find it any more brutal than a million other things that have been on the show. You know, there was a guy flayed in the beginning of the episode, you know, so.
Yeah, that's, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this is one of the more gruesome things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it was definitely gruesome. I'm not saying that.
You become desensitized.
Yeah, I think there's just been so much of it this year that it's like, not like, that doesn't mean anything, but like, I wasn't like, oh my God, that was horrible. I mean, there's been a lot of... This year's been seemingly particularly brutal.
Don't you find it shocking, though, that that was the end of that character when really...
Yes, that was definitely shocking. Yeah, that was definitely shocking.
Because you kind of feel like, well, he's in it for the long haul and he's going to be an important character. And
yeah, no, he was a great character and you thought he would be going forward, but... once he started dancing around him when he was on the ground, I'm like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah, I wish he would have hung around because he's an interesting character.
Yeah, a lot of people are making comparisons between him and the Princess Bride.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it was very, yeah, definitely.
Very cute.
Yeah, and then there are these articles. Is it actually possible to bash a human's head in? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. In the world of Game of Thrones, I buy it.
Well, exactly. Yeah, he's the mountain. Of course he can crush your head.
Yes, that yeah. I can suspend that disbelief. Mm-hmm. There's dragons in the show, for God's sakes.
That's right. A girl lived through a fire.
Yeah, yes.
Her whole body.
I think we can suspend a disbelief that a guy can crush another guy's head.
Yeah. We're all Buffy watchers. We can SOD anything.
Yeah, no, I there just needs to be some
happiness.
Yeah, there has to be some victory somewhere.
Not in this series, no.
Well, no, at some point there has to be some. No, I'm not saying like
well,
some.
See, I thought the ant going through the moon door was that's enough of a.
I guess if you like Baelish and Sansa, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like a victory just because she was so crazy. But well, also yeah, in she, the grand scheme yeah, of things, true. She was. I mean, she's just a stepping stone for Baelish to get what he wants.
Yeah, and she's such a minor character.
And she was really on our team, sorta. You know, if you're on Team North, she's kind of. She was on Team Liza.
Yeah, no, she wasn't on any team, I don't think. Yeah. She was pretty freaking crazy.
Team Crazy Pants.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you have to have somebody to root for. And other than Tyrion, I don't know. Who do you root for?
Well, this is the finale coming up, right?
I think there's two. Is there two episodes?
I think there's two more. 10 episodes, right?
Well, I will be excited to see where they end the season.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see that. Will winter ever come?
No. Summer child.
What season will we be in when winter gets there?
Well, and they made another. They made an announcement this week that apparently may not end at 7 books, which I think is really cheeky to say. Oh well, we may write 8 books when you haven't even finished writing the series.
He's never finishing. Let's all get over that. He is.
I think
never
he's
going
to die before he actually finishes it.
I don't think he has the energy to finish them, or
I don't think he has the interest
in it. Yeah, I agree with that. He's not finishing them. They're going to have to finish them.
Yeah, they totally will.
They totally will do that.
We've got some comments in the group. We have lots of funny back and forthy, which we won't read. Join the group, read it yourself. Mikey said, Oberon had the mountain beat. He should have just stabbed him with a spear a couple of more times and called it a day.
Yeah.
This is true.
There's actually someone did a re-edit of the scene.
Mm.
They called it the Nile version, and they have it where Oberon wins.
Nice, I like that.
It's kind of funny, yeah. And he does exactly that. He just stabs him a couple more times.
I would have liked that in a regular episode.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Jessica Wagner says, maybe now Sansa is no longer weak. Maybe the Hound will still take Arya to the Eyrie, and the two sisters will come up with a plan to destroy Cersei.
I don't even know if Arya will go inside, because she doesn't know Sansa's there. Nobody knows that that's Sansa, except for the people in like the court there.
Yeah, but don't you think that if the Hound thought he could in some way get himself a hot meal and a warm bed for the night, he'd take advantage of doing that and kind of insist they go in?
Possibly, but are they going to let him in?
I liked your suggestion that next week Arya gets barbecued by the wildlings.
I don't know what's going to happen. I guess the final... I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't read the book, so I don't have any... But I assume we're going to have a confrontation at the wall at some point here.
Confrontation at the wall.
With Jon Snow and his people and the wildlings. And
yeah, what did you think of What's-Her-Face letting Baby and What's-Her-Face go? What's her face and what's her face? You know them.
I don't know if that makes a whole lot of sense for her character, considering we've seen her kill a kid already, haven't we?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I guess it's showing she has a little bit of humanity as opposed to the rest of the wildlings.
Yeah, but didn't we know that already because she refused to kill Jon?
That's true. That is true. And really,
she wanted to knock boots with him, that's why.
Yeah, those guys who eat people are way worse than the other guys anyway.
Yeah, I don't think they eat people in the book.
No?
No, I don't think so.
No, they definitely do in the show.
Yep. Rotisserie kid.
Danny's story is kind of stalled a little bit.
Whose?
Daenerys. What's her name?
Oh yeah.
It's kind
well,
of
she's
stalled
stuck
a
there
bit.
in Marine, you know.
Yeah, she's kind of just stuck there.
Yeah. When will she ever come to Westeros?
I know, and I guess I don't know if we're gonna get. I don't know. We're gonna get more dragons this season, maybe. Or will that be next season? She's
well,
going to attack. Maybe. Maybe she'll, you know, settle in as ruler for a bit, and then launch her attack.
Well, some people have theorized that they're saving the CGI budget for this showdown at the wall.
Yeah. So because if
ogres.
Yeah, if you're going to do the wall, and then maybe you're going to have the White Walkers come in, you're going to need the CGI budget for that.
And the ogres and stuff like that.
Oh, and the giants. Yeah, that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, giants.
That's true. Good point. Yeah, because if you're not really, you don't really need to, they already, you know, established that the dragons are a bit out of control. So we probably won't see them till next season, I guess, then.
Yeah. Yeah, in the book, the dragons didn't kill sheep. They killed the kid.
Oh, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Although, not really. There's enough death. We don't really need any more.
Some random kid dying for the fun of it.
We don't really need any more. I think we get enough.
I think you're probably right. I will say Orphan Black is fantastical.
Yes,
oh my
it
god,
is.
It is.
Has everyone seen the last episode?
I have.
Poor Donnie.
Donnie, he's just so clueless. Like, we thought that he was
a monitor.
I was gonna say a watcher.
Yeah, it was too.
Well, I mean, he kind of, yeah, I mean, well, isn't he kind of a monitor? Just not, he just wasn't really made aware of it.
He didn't know what was going on.
He didn't
on,
know
yeah.
what it was, but he kind of still was, yeah.
He thought maybe she had a psychological problem or something. He was just keeping an eye out on her for some kind of experiment they were doing at university.
Right.
Because I guess they met in university, and that's when he was recruited to keep an eye on her. But he didn't know what for, and I guess now he does. Ruh-roh. So Allison coming into his life was like the worst thing that could have happened to him. Poor guy. Poor guy. And that was shocking, that last scene. That
oh, my God,
last,
yeah.
So shocking. I was like, now what are they going
to
do?
I didn't expect that to happen.
That well, and especially cool. with what's the main head, the blonde one? What's her name? I can't remember her name.
Rachel?
Rachel. Now that Rachel knows her dad's alive and she sent Leaky packing. So that'll be very interesting.
Yes.
There. And all the scenes with in rehab were freaking, that was hilarious.
Yeah, what they've done with Vic and his character is just fantastic.
Yeah, poor Vic. See, Sarah coming into Vic's life, worst thing that ever happened to him. His girl. Oh, well. What do you think about the whole Cosima thing?
Cosima.
Yeah.
Which,
she's gonna...
Her dying thing. Is she gonna die?
She's gonna die, but it's gonna lead them to figuring out how to save everybody else. Mm.
What did you think about that stuff in the bar with Helena the week before?
I used to hate Helena. She was like my least favorite character. Like when I would hear her theme, I would just cringe.
Yeah, that.
And then they did the whole religious sect people thing, and that I don't really like. Can we just not do religious people are evil thing, you know? That's just kind of getting old. Every show does that. But that's my only complaint, and it wasn't too bad. It was just I was more dreading it than how it actually turned out. But yeah, that Helena in the bar with the guy with the trucker hat, that was cute.
It was awesome. I loved that.
Yeah, and just like how Allison, that kind of uptight character, I usually cannot stand. I can't stand the super serious, sourpuss type person. But Allison is my favorite. She's my favorite clone.
She's like a parody of a person like that. That's
yeah.
Like to me, she's so ridiculous. Like the hot glue gun with Donnie last season. That scene was hilarious and amazing, and the wine, all of it. I love the whole thing with her. I think she's just hilarious. Well, we'll see what happens to Donnie next. I mean, he's got a body in his car and blood all over his window. He should probably call his crazy wife because she'll know how to handle that.
Now, what about Kira's dad? What's his name?
Dario Naharis?
Yes, him.
That guy's in everything right now.
Mr. Hottie Beard guy.
Yeah, I know. I think he's probably going to be getting his own show because there's so much stuff with him in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like the guy who played the Gruselug. He was on that, and then he was on Friends, and then I think they gave him his own show for a short time. And it was very it seemed like they were trying to shop him around for stuff. Same kind of thing I think is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was on Nashville, and then he was on Game of Thrones, and now on
that. Well, he was on Treme first.
Treme. Oh, that's
Treme,
right.
Treme, Nashville, Game of Thrones, Orphan Black, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what his deal is going to be, because is he just, I highly doubt he's just going to kind of let it go.
But just this is what I love about the show. You know, in the first episode this season, she's in that diner and the guys are after her, and she runs like to the restroom, locks herself in the bathroom. She can't get out. So she grabs, you're like, it goes where you have no idea where the show's going to go. And she grabs like something heavy and then beats a hole in the wall and escapes through a hole in the wall. It's just the action is not the typical, what you think it's going to be.
I thought that one line with Helena with the take me to my babies. Oh my God. Just that line alone, you know, when they have got her and they're like, you know, well, daddy's got your babies, da 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 da. And then she's like, well, take me to my babies. I was like, oh, fuck. This show is so screwed up. Very screwed up show. And really, really good. And well written. Well,
yeah, and there is something, they are teasing something huge for the end of the season.
So we're going to see Helena in a super long wedding dress with pregnant, 9 months pregnant next time.
I just wonder if the children will be like toddlers or something. I don't know.
Well, I can't very well imagine that the dyad's going to just let the neo whatever they are people keep Helena and keep her babies. I don't think they'll do that. Like, if the dyad finds out that she's had babies, they're going to want them the same as they want Kira. Oh, and Kira pulling out her tooth. Oh, that was so sad. Oh, that was heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. Anyway, I hope. Do you think there's going to be any more of them? Clones showing up? There has to be, right? There has to
be. Yeah.
I thought that the one that ended up dying was going to actually be on the show.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed that they didn't actually introduce a new clone to the show.
Yeah, they haven't at all this season.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they figured they didn't want to oversaturate it while they had that really good storyline going on.
Yeah. Well, maybe if they kill one, they'll bring another in.
Yeah. Yeah. If they kill Cosima. And the woman who plays the female cop, the annoying one. Mm-hmm. I guess that's her job, though, to be annoying and ask questions nobody wants answers to. She played Beau's mom on Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. So Canadian actors are like British actors. There's only a handful of them, and yep. They just go from job to job. Yeah.
That's right. All right. So, yeah, Orphan Black. I swear, if you are not watching this show, you are missing out.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Because the theme of identity is not a, like, Dollhouse. At DragonCon last year, somebody said, oh, I just knew Dollhouse would be right up my alley because the theme of identity, it's just so me and I just love it. And I was like, oh, that's why it was so hard for me to get into Dollhouse, because identity is just not something that interests me. And so that's why I didn't really stick with Orphan Black after the first episode. I was just like, it's okay. It's just not for me. And then everybody went on and on and on about how exciting and thrilling and great it was. And so, like, on the reruns, I caught up.
Just watching Felix drunk last week was worth it. Oh, just that God. Alone with the
Felix's
cough.
Eyelashes.
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
Yeah. And I have, I've come to realize each clone has different eye makeup. Cosima has the liquid eyeliner.
Yeah, the cat eye liquid eyeliner, yeah.
Yeah, and Sarah has the, like, feathery black eyeliner. Yeah, they all have their different eye makeup.
Funny.
And Helena has the pink.
Michael David, tell us about Fargo.
Is anybody else watching Fargo?
No, but it sounds like
I
you
am.
Should be.
Oh, I love it.
It's fantastic.
Yes. I right now like it better than Game of Thrones because it's not as dark. It's as sadistic, dies. But not as dark. No, everybody dies, but there's at least some happy characters. And then they took a little bit of a time jump this week, which I thought was like out of nowhere and interesting as hell.
Yeah, just when the show was getting a little slow.
Yeah, yep.
It was perfect timing.
Yep, they hit it. Right as you saw the transition of Martin Freeman's character, like the full transition of it, then they made the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Bob Thornton still is crazy good in it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I still think... what's Bob Odenkirk's character? Bill or something like that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I feel like he's up to something. Like, can he be as dumb as he's portraying himself? Like, the character, you know? Like, oh, we'll just forget about that. Oh, who cares about that phone
call?
Well,
I think he stands for the kind of cop who is just complacent.
Yeah.
And let's just get let's don't look too deep because that may cause us to have to work a little hard. So we'll just accept this as the fact.
Yeah, I could see that. I just, yeah. Oh, I'm not sure where it's going to go now.
Mm-mm.
Like, I felt like I know where it was going to go last week, and now I have no idea now that they jumped forward. And we saw everything, like, in Vegas and all that, and I'm like, wow, now what? Because, you know, what happened to the supermarket guy? What happened to the deaf guy? When Billy Bob Thornton's guy, when Lauren tapes the fitness guy, when he takes him to his house and tapes up his...
It's sunny in Philadelphia. It's always sunny guy.
Yeah, and he tapes him to the thing with the gun and fires out the window and ends up having the police kill him. It, just like... I don't know. The crazy stuff his character does and just walks in and kills an entire building full of people and walks away.
Yeah, he killed the sheriff deputy in the bathroom when he was using the urinal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just to get the keys to the handcuffs of the deaf guy. Yeah.
And he just walks through like not even there. It's just crazy. But yeah, I would say everybody should watch Fargo because...
Yeah, that character, that Malvo, he is like the devil.
Yeah,
that
pretty
has
much.
Come to town. This town was just a normal town, and his presence there has just brought out the worst of everybody.
Oh God, yeah.
But it's a comedy.
Yeah, it definitely. There's enough light moments where the dark moments are like, oh okay.
Yeah.
I guess it makes the dark moments even a little bit more shocking or a little bit more effective because you're not constantly bombarded with them and there's like a laugh here and there, you know, even as sadistic as the laughs may be.
Yeah,
so that's all I got on Fargo. I liked it. I like it. So I think that also has only like two more episodes left, like Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything is ending now. What's coming next that we should be watching, Steph? Do you have any ideas?
Orange is the New Black. Orange is the New Black. Yes. 3 a.m.
Oh, is that when it starts? 3 a.m.?
Yes. Orange is the New Black. Let's see. The Three Musketeers, which you are watching because it's in your region and not in our region, Kayla.
Yeah, we are watching that. Yeah.
We all need to find Happy Valley.
What else is coming up? Oh, Longmire just came back. We love that. So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah. Back. That's the best reality show.
Not Survivor?
Fuck Survivor.
There, we talked about it, Tim.
Survivor, I don't know. Not for me.
See, the same thing with Survivor and So You Think You Can Dance. I love it so much. But after like two seasons, I get so burnt out.
You got to take a break from it.
Yeah, I do. To get that magic back.
Yeah, for me, I actually like the auditions on So You Think You Can Dance better than regular shows.
I've never watched the regular show So You Think You Can Dance. I've only ever watched the auditions.
I like the auditions a lot. I like the regular show too, but I feel like the auditions, you're seeing what the people are actually good at, and sometimes during the show, that's not the case, you know, forcing them to do ballroom or whatever. I mean, that's interesting and you get some interesting things out of it, and there's been some great performances, but I think I like the auditions better.
Yeah, everybody's just so positive.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stories. It's not like the old Idol days where you would have some goofball come in they would make fun of. Like that, they don't really do that, so I like that. It's more just positive stories. And even the people who come in who aren't very good generally have a positive story to them.
Yeah, and the judges, I mean, it's just a celebration of dance and the love of dance.
Oh, and The Leftovers. I don't know if anybody's going to watch that or not.
The who?
The Leftovers. HBO.
It looks really... Is it scary?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be scary. I'm going to give it a shot. Because if it's going to be a short run, I think that'll be okay. I mean, it's only going to be, whatever, 10 episodes, like normal HBO show.
Yeah. And Rectify Season 2 comes back. Comes soon on Sundance. That's a great show. Now talk about depressing and sad and ugh. it's not a good summertime show, but it's fantastic as far as acting, you know, performances.
Well, I have my summertime show I'm watching. I'm watching Veronica Mars.
Ooh.
You're a marshmallow.
A marshmallow. I am on season one still, and I am just finished watching The Girl Next Door. So,
okay. Do you like it so far?
I really do. There are some things in it, like, you know, when they're looking for, what's that, Meet John Smith. And stupid little things, too, that always kind of make me go, eh. Things like when she says to the kid who wants her to find her father, oh, and you owe me $125 in postage. And I'm like, well, how do you have $125 for postage? Like, just stupid stuff. But other than that, I'm really enjoying it. I think it's really good. I like it a lot.
Good.
So I'm going to watch the whole thing really quick, I think.
Yay.
But I don't like, the characters are all still really new to me, and so I don't love them the way you guys do. Like, the Logan guy seems really douchey, and so, you know, stuff like that.
He's supposed to be douchey then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. I think he's really supposed to be that way. And Duncan, of course, is just still zoned out on his meds, so that's nice. Go do that. But I like the Veronica Mars character a lot. I like her relationship with her dad a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, I'm a daddy's girl, so I really like that. I keep trying to find time alone so that I can watch it, you know? And I'm really resisting the urge that if I'm at lunch and I don't have my iPad to watch it on my phone because I don't want to see it that way. I want to see it properly. So I'm just trying to steal time for myself to watch it.
Mm-hmm. What I'm obsessed with right now is... Anthony Bourdain, Oh, which show are we on now? No Borders. No, what is it? No,
No Reservations.
No, what is it now? He's had like 10 shows.
I know, he's had quite a few.
Parts Anthony Unknown.
Bourdain. Oh, Parts Unknown, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he eats the guinea pig? Who knows? He eats all sorts of random weird shit all the time.
I haven't really noticed much weird stuff. It's mainly he just goes. He was in Thailand. He was Punjab. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But,
India, that was a fantastic show. He went to Lyon, France. That was fantastic because he met with like the greatest chef of the world, and he was like starstruck. It was so cute. And he went duck hunting on his property, and he was just so excited.
My favorite shows were the ones where I don't think it was No Reservations. It's one of his newer series. And he goes to visit a friend in Italy, and they, like, figures out the tapas thing. As long as you keep drinking, they keep bringing you food. And you don't even have to, like, pay for the food. They just give you food as long as you keep drinking. And him and it was one of his cameramen, they're just absolutely sloshed. Just slosh pissed because the food keeps coming, and it's really good food. And they want the food, so they keep drinking, which I'm sure they do anyway. But yeah. That one was really cute. That was a really cute episode.
Yeah,
so
when he was in Thailand, he was throwing them back. And he was just so. And then the next scene, it's the next morning, and they have the sunglasses on.
I'm hungover.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I mean, at first, I know he can rub you the wrong way because of his, like, smug demeanor or something. But you get used to that's, you know, you get used to him. Or I have.
I totally agree. I didn't like him when I first started, when Dave first started watching him. And then after a while, I was like, yeah, okay, I get it. And I really enjoyed him. Like, when he went to Russia and all that kind of stuff, you know, froze his nuts off and drank cold vodka.
Yeah, he was on the Nerdist podcast this past week. And he's really interesting. He has no he has no intentions of saying that he has any kind. He doesn't want to educate you. He wants to travel and eat food, and that's all. That's his job. He, you know, he's honest and upfront.
Who can blame him? I'd like to just travel and take pictures and eat food. So,
yeah, who would?
How do you get that job?
And he knows that he lucked up into it.
Oh,
he was just lucky. Yeah.
Well, we have some feedback from Susan about television.
We do. We have two feedbacks, I think. Matt says he sent one.
Yes. We have that as well.
Hey, Chatterbox. This is Susan from Geek Girl Soup. And I have watched Derek season 2. And I liked it. I didn't like it as much as I liked season 1. But I liked it. I still recommend it. I watched the first season last fall, probably a couple weeks after Breaking Bad ended, and it helped me reset my E-chip. I liked it, you know, like I said, because of how it made me feel. And I could identify with each of the characters, especially Hannah. In the pilot episode, she gives a speech about being unsuitable for relationships, and that's totally something I would say. I could identify with Kev on those days, you know, when I hate the world. And even could identify with Derek. I like that he was able to find joy, that he is able to find joy in just the simple things in life. Those silly animal videos on YouTube or, you know, just anything. And a lot of people don't like Ricky Gervais' portrayal of a mentally disabled man and can't get past that. I thought it was okay and served the story decently, and so I didn't have a problem with it. The second episode of season 1 was really the one that hooked me. There were several moments, well, in the whole season that made me smile. There were some serious moments, but overall, I thought everything was pretty well balanced. I was excited for season two. Really enjoyed the first part of it, but I think I burned myself out watching all six in a row. And probably the best thing to do is to, you know, watch one or two episodes a day. They're just half hour long episodes, so it's not too much of a time commitment. So if you haven't seen it yet, get some tissues and your favorite comfort food and adult beverage, and enjoy it. I think, you know, after the second episode, you'll definitely want to watch more. And Derek says, be kind to animals.
Yes, be kind to animals. Good idea.
Yeah, I did see season one. I liked it, but the Ricky Gervais performance kind of grated on me towards the end a bit. I just didn't know what he was portraying.
Hmm?
I didn't know, like, he was portraying like a caricature of a developmentally disabled man.
Yeah, I had a really hard time getting past it.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
I did watch the whole first season, and I liked it well enough. But for me, his character was one of the roughest things to get through.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate Susan sending that in, because I asked her to send it, because I remember we talked about this when...
Yeah, when I watched it, yeah.
When we first watched it, and I really, really was put off by it, and you said that you didn't mind it, so I was interested to see. So I guess I'm wrong. You win.
I win. Of course I win.
Tiebreaker, Susan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was a malicious performance or anything.
Oh, no, not at all.
I just don't think
all.
It was particularly well thought out. I don't know if it was bad as, like, Giovanni Ribisi in that movie he did. Or Sean Penn in the movie he did. But I thought it had heart. I don't think it was ill intent in any way. It just, I don't know. I enjoyed the first season enough to watch the whole thing. I don't know if I could do the second one.
Mm. Well, there you go. So, listen to all three of us and either do, don't, or...
Yeah, I mean, it's only half-hour episodes. There's only six of them, so, you know, it's probably worth checking out.
I just found it an interesting choice for him.
Yeah.
I'd like to know his reason behind doing it. Like, hear some interviews with him about Derek.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what, you know... In general, why he did it. That would be interesting to hear.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think, is that everything?
I got Matt's real quick if you want.
Matt. I just said that.
Hey, Chatterbox, it's your old buddy Matt.
Yelling
under
us.
The weather, but hopefully I can make it through this without coughing up a lung. Haven't had as much time to check out movies and stuff because I got a new job. But I was able to check out some stuff. I did see Godzilla, and unfortunately, I am in the group of people who thought that movie was a bit of a snooze. I mean, it feels like the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead of monster movies, where it's just, hey, the monsters are doing cool stuff, but let's focus on these boring side characters. Okay, I haven't seen or read Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, but you kind of get the point. We're seeing this movie because we want to see Godzilla, and when Godzilla's on, it's amazing, and when you see Bryan Cranston, it's amazing, but that, it doesn't happen nearly enough, so it was a big disappointment. What wasn't a disappointment was X-Men Days of Future Past. I thought this movie was a ton of fun. I loved how they tied together the old school group and the new school group. I thought the story was good. It was, you know, tons of good actors, just really fun movie. I liked what they did with the timeline without getting too spoilery, and it's nice to see something like this, because this summer really feels like a total W Gas affair. Like, there's a whole lot of nothing. I mean, I really hope the indie stuff really takes off, because the mainstream stuff is just, I do not care. I also checked out Metallica Through the Never on Netflix. This is a I was kind of curious about it. It's a Metallica concert movie, but there's this narrative that they cut in between. It's mostly There's not a whole lot of dialogue in the narrative. It's about this roadie who's sent through the streets of, I believe it's somewhere, they play in Canada, but the roadie's sent out to the streets to go grab something because the van ran out of gas, and then the roadie finds himself in the middle of this war zone where everything's gone to hell, and it's pretty decent. I mean, I appreciate them trying to do something a little different. I mean, this is nowhere near, like, Stop Making Sense levels of quality for at least the concert film, but it's pretty good, and I wish I could have seen this on the big screen, because Metallica's music is a music you really should enjoy as loud as you can. So if you can see this on with a really good sound system, I would recommend checking it out, especially if you are a Metallica fan. Well, that is it for me. I'm stifling a cough right now, but hope to talk to you guys soon. Hope you guys are enjoying, you know, whatever you're doing this summer. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in, Matt. It's always nice to hear your voice.
It was nice to hear from Matt.
Sounds like X-Men is the movie to see. Everybody's saying so.
Yeah, I would say that.
Better of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Awesome.
What else is coming up this summer?
They Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, that's like the big one right now, right? The cancer movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's coming out. That's not so great. Well, actually, no, it's got decent. I mean, it's kind of got mixed so far. I'm sure it's. I don't know if I want to see because I read the book and I enjoyed the book, but like, it's got its funny parts, but it's pretty sad.
Well, it is. I read the book. I want to see the movie because of the spectacular now. Because it's like the same people, the same producers are producing the movie. So I kind of want to see what I have in my head to see. Because it's been a long time since I've read a book.
So you want to see it come to life?
I do.
Yeah. Also got 22 Jump Street's coming out.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
That looks hilarious.
I the first one was really funny and it really shocked me how good it ended up being.
Yeah, me too.
We also got How to Train Your Dragon 2 is coming out.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep.
They pushed back the Wachowski film, Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah,
but like a month away from release.
They pushed it back.
Pushed it back, yeah, which is into February, which is like
dead time.
Yeah, I guess the next movie I'm really looking forward to is Guardians of the Galaxy, August 1st.
That's in August, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I really can't wait. Sin City 2 later in August. Curious about.
Yeah, it's been that's a long gap.
Yeah, well, that's huge.
That is a long gap.
What did you say? What did y'all say?
Sin City 2.
Sin City 2.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember Sin City 1.
That had to be 10 years ago,
I remember
right?
How it looked, but that was it.
Yeah, Jessica Alba was really the only thing I can remember anymore. That was a weird movie.
Transformers 4.
Meh.
The Marky Mark Chronicles.
And, Ninja Turtles. Meh.
No.
No.
No Ninja Turtles. Boo. Ninja.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
What?
Dawn Ooh. Of the Planet of the Apes.
Another one?
Yeah.
The last one was really good.
It was really good.
It really was.
But my concern about this one is it looks like a way different movie. Like it's just like a war movie with apes is what it looks like.
Well, I think it's the story of them coming to power or setting up power. I think if it's done as well as the last one, I'm in. Because I think that was really enjoyable.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the first one. It just looks to have a very different feel to it.
We have The Expendables 3.
Ugh.
And Leprechaun Origins.
That's, I mean, clearly going to be the biggest
that
movie
that will
summer.
Be the hugest movie of the summer, without a doubt. That's all I really recognize. Step It Up All In. I know we will all be there. As well as the Purge
sequel.
Oh,
it's been brought in.
The Plane sequel and the Purge sequel, they're both coming out. And Hercules. Who's in Hercules?
Oh, it's
what's his,
is that The Rock?
The Rock,
the,
right?
The Rock, yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Is Hercules, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, is that gonna bomb? Is that what we're
all it's gonna bomb.
I'm thinking? Okay, because that's what I was thinking.
I don't know though, because his movies are usually kid geared.
Yeah, is Hercules kid geared? I don't know. I haven't really seen many previews for it, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be like a slaughtering Hercules or like a Kevin Sorbo Hercules. I don't know.
I doubt it's going to be a Kevin Sorbo Hercules, although that would be more entertaining probably.
It totally would.
All right, so next weekend, How to Train Your Dragon 2 and Jump Street both open up. What's going to make more money? I'll try and pick two things that are relatively similar, and we'll have to guess. We'll have to put a bet on it. All right, what's going to make more money? Guardians of the Galaxy or Transformers 4?
It's going to be Transformers.
Yeah,
it's going to make more money.
Good. I mean, Transformers releases end of June. The other one releases beginning of August.
Although, so, I don't know. You know what? And it's hard to tell because
they're not going to compete, really.
No.
But which one will get more?
Oh, that's tough because it could be a breakout hit, Guardians, because it's Marvel. A lot of people see Marvel, but a lot of people don't know Guardians. So
and a lot of people probably don't even realize it's part of the Marvel movies.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe
you know
not.
What I mean? Just because that
it doesn't have
it's
any
not associated with it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would probably Transformers.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Yeah.
Just because of name recognition and Marky Mark.
Yeah.
And the marketing tool behind it, the marketing machine behind it.
And that's kind of like a reboot, too. Not that there was any great story in the other ones. I mean, it's pretty bad when the story in the original cartoon is better than the story in the movies. But I guess at least Josh Duhamel's not in it. I don't know. And there are Dinobots.
There's who?
Dinobots in this one. You don't know. I know all about the Dinobots. Don't you worry.
Sounds terrifying.
It sounds like what it is. Yeah, I don't know. That, I think those. That's tough to say who would get more out of those two. I don't know. That's a tough one. You could even throw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes in there. Although I think both would eclipse that movie. Just because it's a smaller movie. Oh, God. I forgot there was another Hobbit coming out in December.
What?
Yeah, the last one. Right? Yeah, it's got to be the last one. It was a trilogy. Yeah. Battle of the Five Armies. I just remembered that.
Yeah. We've got another Hunger Games.
And yep, Hunger Games.
Interstellar, which is I'm looking forward to.
Another Paranormal Activity.
Of course.
What?
Well, they missed last year. So.
They oh, God.
No, they were there last year. I think they missed the year before.
Must wring another dime out of this.
But those movies like make money for some reason. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. They make money. Well, all they have to make is like $30 million. They don't have to make like some vast amount of money.
Oh, yeah. They're so cheap.
I mean, it's not like they're putting some crazy great thing together, you know?
There's no Millennium Falcon.
No. But is there a Blue Falcon? Does nobody know what the Blue Falcon is? Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, you guys are all terrible. All right, I'm ending the show because of that.
Yeah.
And I got to get up in like 5 hours.
Okay, and I'd
also like to see the end of the Heat Spurs game.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Steph, where can people find you?
PotentialCast.com is our Buffy podcast.
Nice.
We're into season 6, and I used to do a podcast with Desiree.
She retired. She didn't
but
tell you
she
that.
Has a significant other now, and she's kicked me to the curb.
Yes.
So you've been Yoko'd.
You've been Yoko'd.
Oh, well, you can come here anytime you feel that you want
to
podcast.
Thank you, because it's so satisfying to be able to talk about television now.
Other than just one television show.
Yeah.
that you saw 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. That you're watching one episode a month of.
That's right. Well, Potential Cast's a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you guys got to Once More with Feeling. I think the whole fandom is.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Are you sure the fandom is happy? They never seem happy about anything.
Well, the fandom, that is important.
You and your people are a little strange. I'm just saying. You and your Joss's worshippers are a little odd.
Yeah. Don't make me get Robin.
He's torn between Chris Carter and Joss's right now.
That's true.
He's got to defend both.
Uh-oh. It's an awkward position to be in, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think there's not much defending of Joss Whedon you need to do. Chris Carter, on the other hand, there's a lot of defending you need to do. Because that shit does not hold up well.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it again. I couldn't.
I'm just so surprised about how weak X-Files is.
I mean, I loved it.
I enjoyed it the first time I watched it. Like, not even a couple of years ago. I was enjoying it.
Wow. I watched it when it aired. I mean, I loved it. But, man, oh man. The 90s were a different era for TV.
Yeah, it didn't hold up, did it?
I can't imagine how bad everything else was. Because the X-Files was really good back then.
Well, 90210, I mean, come on.
Well, no, that was fantastic. I could watch that now, and it would be fantastic.
Think that would hold up better?
Yeah, I think it holds up perfectly. There is no better character than Dylan McKay.
Oh, my God. Wow. The 8-second cowboy. Okay, that's enough. Go to bed,
right.
Michael.
All right.
Good night, y'all.
Thank you, Steph. It's been nice talking to you again.
You too. Bye.
You can find us at chatterchatterboxpodcast.com. Find us on the web, chatterboxpodcast.com. I am at August95 on the Twitter.
I'm at RedMikeD on Twitter.
Rob Bunger.
Steph.
I'm at Steph Smith.
Yay! Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.